Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The truth is out there, and here, who knows, but either way, we're opening up the Bloom Files here on Post Show Recap. So everybody, Mike Bloom here as we end an era on the X-Files. We conclude a season in a big way that has us not only looking back, but looking forward, but mostly looking to our pregnant bellies.
Oh no! Nobody does that.
No one looks at their pregnant bellies?
Not like in that way.
Hi, Angela Bloom.
Hi, here I am.
Here you are, bringing me through. We've crossed a major threshold here.
We have. We truly have. I don't want to say it's all downhill from here, but...
It's like that, it's like, you know, going down a hill and like there are some parts where it evens out.
Well, and I'll tell you this. During this rewatch, I have come to realize that like David Duchovny was probably making the right choice by leaving at this point. I just don't know if they made the right choice to continue because I feel like he got all he wanted and could do out of the show. And if he had stayed, he wouldn't have been engaging. He would have been checked out.
Right.
So I'd rather him go if he's gonna, you know, it's like the whole like a friend that isn't a friend, you know, can leave. You know, it's like, that's not a saying, but it, you know,
a friend who isn't a friend.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't put your like time and effort into right. like, yeah. So like, he shouldn't be on a show that he doesn't want to be on because it's not going to come across as like anything positive to the audience.
I want a cross stitch of a friend who isn't a friend.
I will kill you. Get out of here.
No, but so it, I mean, from that perspective, then it very much is like when Steve Carell left The Office, right? They tried to continue with it. There were characters that were left, but maybe.
Well, and don't get me wrong. I don't hate season 8 and season 9. I'm not like the biggest fan of Robert Patrick.
He's gonna slip under the door and attack you now for saying that.
Maybe. I think it's fine. I think that they would have done better to just like try to do something different rather than like try
bring in Mulder 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. And I do think like there is the not the issue, but the thing that the X-Files does, and you'll find this out, is there are a lot of episodes in 8 and 9 that are still about Mulder. Like,
oh, interesting.
Like he doesn't disappear, but you can tell they are continuing with his sort of being in the world. It's not like he dies, you know, so he's been kidnapped.
No,
so now we have
2.5 men situation.
Yeah. Well, so for a long time, he's just going to be like missing. And so it's like constant. Scully being like, we have to find him. We have to bring him. You know, so a lot of that stuff. It continues. Mulder isn't actually gone. It's the actor David Duchovny that's gone.
Yeah. So I would love to hear a little bit about how this came to be. Like, do you think it was always going to be a natural conclusion that when David Duchovny leaves the show, they're like, yeah, I mean, spoiler alert for the episode Requiem that we're going to talk about, the season 7 finale, but to have Mulder get beamed up by aliens, was that something they always had in mind?
I'm not sure about that, but I do know that they wrote that when Chris Carter was writing the episode, he was like, this is either going to be the series finale or it's going to end on a cliffhanger that will lead us into season 8. And, you know, so he kind of left the ending up in the air for a little bit. I mean,
quite literally, they do like one pretty conclusive thing with the Mulder thing. And yeah. They open a door sort of with the Scully thing. Though,
yeah.
To be fair, some other series, cough, cough, Gilmore Girls, have ended on a very similar note.
Well, that was the
Right. But that was like the three words, right? That was always going to be said. And so like, it's very clear they had the intention of ending it on that.
Yeah. But I do feel like from my perspective, there were a lot of things that happened in the episode, the Billy Miles stuff, the Krycek stuff, the cigarette smoking man stuff that was like putting a pin in a lot
so
of it.
So much. And that was the onus of this entire season.
Yeah. Right?
It was like, they felt like, okay, natural conclusion for 7. Let's sort of like tie up a bunch of loose ends. We close the Samantha door.
Well, and they wanted to come full circle. So Billy Miles is in season 1, episode 1. It's the pilot of the X-Files. You know, they're coming back to him. They're coming back to this town and they're starting where they began and they're really, you know, closing those doors. And so I think they were always going to do that, whether or not Mulder was going to get beamed up and the Scully pregnancy stuff. Obviously, that stuff was probably a little bit more murky. And then apparently nobody even knew about the pregnancy thing until the day before filming.
Oh, wow.
And that because they didn't want to spoil anything and they didn't want any rumors getting out there or anything like that. So I don't know. Interesting.
It's a really interesting way to, like you said, this weird sort of like TV purgatory. I don't feel like this happens a lot nowadays. Maybe it does sometimes on like broadcast television. I think more so with streaming, it's like they know when series are going to run for a certain amount of time.
Well, sometimes a streaming, they'll film like 3 seasons at once. You know, they'll do like a, you know, there's what, 10 episodes and they'll do 30 episodes, you know, and then whether or not all of them, you know, see the light of day is one thing. But with streaming services, they often do it all in like kind of a bulk thing.
True.
And they are also, everyone's so aware of the fact that things might not get picked up again that they very rarely do they leave so much up in the air.
Right. Well, they did this with season 5 as well. Right?
Yeah.
Because the expectation was, okay, now we're going to do these movies. And so like, this is a way to naturally conclude the TV side of things.
Yeah.
So like, this is the end, but even firmer in that regard.
Yeah, totally.
Well, let's start with where we began. Like you said, a lot of callbacks here to the pilot.
You didn't even know. You were like...
I mean, listen, I was a different person 11 months ago when we started this expedition.
Yes, 11 months ago, they also were filming in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, they had to kind of... Now they're in LA filming.
Right, so they had to do like sort of woods, find the woodsy Redwood areas.
Yeah, so they went to like some lake in the middle of California that did have kind of like an Oregon feel, because that's where this takes place, is in Belle Fleur, Oregon.
Yeah, and so this is a little bit of a mashup, right, where we pick up with Billy Miles' dad.
Yes, right? His dad is like coming to the scene of a crash.
Of a downed aircraft.
And he has already sent his deputy out there.
And we see some telltale signs, right? The car clock winds down, then the electricity cuts out. And then as he approaches his deputy... he sees, you know, the guy's got a little bit of burned eyes.
Yeah, he's got the situation where the green goo, obviously, the green blood
the hybrid blood has leaked out and caused some
discomfort.
Issues.
But that's, I mean, he's dead for other reasons, I imagine. Yeah, so not great. And then he turns around and his deputy's right there standing in front of him.
It's interesting. I feel like it's been a long, long time since we've seen that. So 2 really early season things come home.
Alien bounty hunter, just shapeshifter.
Yeah. So meanwhile, this is a fun meta moment, right? You made reference many times to the exorbitant amount of money that Mulder and Scully have been spending. And now they're sort of like... sort of being audited.
Getting the book handed to them.
Yeah, by this, like, I'm assuming, like, some sort of FBI accountant.
Yeah, totally. I mean, he's somebody who is just there to, you know, balance the checkbooks. And I'm sure there's a budget, and they clearly aren't following
basically
it.
Basically chastise them for being like, you're spending money on what? You know, Scully did try to argue, like, well, what we do is not quantifiable. We open doors leading to other doors.
Yeah, and it's like...
But that doesn't have any concrete evidence.
It also doesn't mean anything. Like, this is like, you know...
Reward the FBI, not a door shop.
Also, these are taxpayer dollars. Like, the FBI is not funded by anything other than my money and your money. So I would be... I don't know how mad I would be if I found out that all of this was going on.
Interesting. So if somebody a la Edward Snowden had leaked... the purpose of the X-Files to you, the American citizen, would you be miffed at this?
Me personally, no, because Cool.
Well, yeah, because you have expressed interest in it.
A more conservative, perhaps libertarian version of myself might care, or a boomer.
Yeah, I wonder how libertarians feel about, like, alien abductions.
I don't know. Well, they just don't want their government tax dollars going towards investigating it.
Right. It's like, listen, if I want to investigate aliens,
I'll do it on my own dime that I've worked hard for.
Exactly.
Capitalism rules.
Don't beam on me.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's a blast from the past. Many. Mm-hmm. Here's Marita Covarrubias. She's looking right as rain.
Yeah, she looks fine.
Since she escaped and being experimented on.
Oh, sorry. I just yawned on the pod.
Oh, no. Everyone else is going
to
yawn.
Yeah. I know you were going to try to cut that out, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. You have blatantly said keep it in now.
And that's how boring this is.
Oh, geez. Well, it's only because we're getting Marita and Krycek.
Yeah, my least faves. But yeah, they don't even explain why, like, or where she's been. She just, at one point, Alex Krycek is going to say, last time I left you for dead. And she's just like, moving on.
Like, yeah, like,
I'm here now.
I got better. Yeah, because we saw her, like, escape during this whole, when they cleaned out, like, the syndicate and everything.
Yeah.
It seems like, I think Spencer emailed this, and they're like, I guess, it seemed like we didn't miss anything from Krycek, that he was, like, arrested off screen for some of the stuff with that ivory.
So he's been in a Costa Rican jail. Tunisian.
Oh, I thought it was Costa Rica.
No, it was Tunisia.
Those are very different places.
Those are very different places.
You think he got to tour the Star Wars set?
Maybe. But yeah, he's in Tunisia in a prison, and she gets him released. I guess he's in a penal colony, but, like, she gets him released, basically.
Because Cancer Man's dying.
Yeah.
Basically, like, he wants his help.
Yeah, because an alien craft has crashed in Oregon, and they're going to go get it.
Right.
Which is wild. Like, yeah, go get this spaceship. Like, okay. Yeah.
Well, we'll find this out later. We'll sort of cut to it, actually, now. Because Cigarette Smoking Man, we see that, I don't know, maybe Marita sapped some of his looks. Because he was looking really crappy at the beginning of the season, looked fine in the middle, and now he looks really crappy at the end of the season.
And I mean, I do think that he wasn't supposed to look fine in that episode where we see him look fine. I have a feeling that was, like, because he was, like, the writer of that?
Yeah,
have a feeling he wanted to look a little bit better, but... I think he was degrading ever since he got that operation done.
Yeah.
You know, so now he's dying. And
he has, like, an attendant, it seems.
Yeah,
he's
nurse.
Still you know, it's a tough habit to kick, though. He's still smoking through a hole in his neck.
Disgusting.
That's like a truth commercial brought to life.
Yeah.
But essentially, the mission, so correct me if I'm wrong here, is that he wants Krycek to go recover the downed aircraft, because the colonization plans obviously went into the toilet when the syndicate got taken out, but this is his chance to
rebuild the project.
Yeah, so that maybe this will give him another chance at life, I'm assuming?
I guess
so. To have another chance at life.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. So yeah, that's his big plan at the moment?
Yeah, so that's his plan. I mean, there's no more detail other than he wants to, like, restart project.
Just hold on to those glory days.
Yeah, project Save Ourselves. And he's going to try to get these a-holes to do it for him.
Meanwhile, we get back in Oregon.
Gary and Richie are hanging out together.
Yeah, so here are these two jamokes.
Total jamokes. Gary and Richie.
Walking around in the, you know, being like, oh, they're gawking, right? Like,
One of them is played by, we looked it up, the guy who plays Finch,
yeah,
in American Pie.
Right, the, like, pseudo-intellectual who ends up banging Stifler's mom.
Correct, yeah. I forget which one, if it was Gary or Richie, but...
I think it's Gary.
I think
it's the one who doesn't end up...
Yeah,
Gary.
So I think Gary gets kidnapped.
No, I thought Richie got kidnapped and Gary was here. One of them gets kidnapped.
I'm pretty sure Gary's the one that gets shaken in the, like, spazzing in that invisible force field.
Well, yeah, that's...
We'll get into that.
Oh, boy.
One of your favorite parts of the episode.
What an effect. What an effect. To essentially look like, when you step into this one patch of land, you essentially turn into, like, a glitching video game character, and your body defies the laws of physics.
Yeah, and they do talk... I did look up a little bit about, like, sort of the elaborate effects, because I was curious a little about the spaceship at the end. I think that the alien force field was created using a special effects harness, like lifting them up into the air and then like shake. I don't know.
Well, look, it looked completely computer made. Like if you took me Vitruvian Man style and you like move my arm up here and my other arm down here and just did it really fast, I would imagine that'd be the way to do it. But if you want to use a Peter Pan harness, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
We should also mention here that at this point, you know, Detective Miles is going to try to chase them off, but he's acting a little weird.
Right. So Detective Miles, not Baby Miles, but Daddy Miles.
Daddy Miles.
Yeah, he's like, there's nothing going on here. You guys, get out of here. Yeah. And they don't know that he's like an alien bounty hunter. And so I guess then the flashlight gets hot.
Yeah, so the flashlight gets hot, and then one of them disappears walking into the force field.
Right, and so so Gary basically walks into the force field and is all shaky, and Richie can't see him, and is yelling for him, and then his flashlight gets hot, and then he can't find him.
Meanwhile, Billy Miles is going to call the X-Files. Mm-hmm. Hey, that rhymes. Basically say, like, you might not remember me.
Yeah.
7 years ago, I got abducted by aliens a bunch, me and my high school classmates.
What's weird about this is that the way they react to him is like, I don't want to say forced, but they're like, oh, yes, Billy from season one, you know, like.
Right, well, it's Aaliyah. I mean, listen, there you have rubes like me who are like, duh.
Yeah. So
it makes sense.
And then Scully's like, Billy, are you okay?
You couldn't do like a previously on the X-Files and go back to season
one. Do you need a medical doctor, Billy?
Yeah, exactly. But no, I mean, it seemed like he has joined the force, right?
Right. So he's followed in his father's footsteps. And we find out later that he has both been married and divorced during these 7 years.
7 years can do a lot to a person.
I guess so. But the big thing is that they ask him if it's happening again, and he says no, but it's not me this time.
Right.
So he has suspicions about his dad.
That his dad is essentially like, something's going on and my dad is downplaying it. Daddy Miles arriving and doing exactly that.
Yes, exactly. So they go there. And before they leave the X-Files office, they're like, what do you think, Scully? Does this qualify as like something we should be spending money on? And she's like, oh, yes, I do think we should be spending, you know, like they're very like slapsticky about it.
Yeah. I mean, this is also like, this is an interesting episode for Scully. We'll obviously talk about what ends up being her quote unquote final conversation with Mulder, but like,
it's one of my favorite scenes of all time in the X-Files.
Ever.
No, when she's like cold and shaky and like he's holding her in the bed. So cute.
So speaking of, you know, hallmarks left over from the pilot, it looks like Mulder's spray paint marker is still there. If you remember when he stop the car and use the spray paint to demarcate.
7 years. They didn't need to redo the road. Oregon.
Well, it's Oregon. Who knows where those taxpayer dollars are going?
Not the roads.
So Detective Miles, right, is going to pull over and again try to de-escalate the situation by being like, nothing to see here. Go away. Turns out that he actually has the deputy corpse hidden in his trunk.
Yeah. Well, they also find, this is when they find bullet casings on the ground, showing that like the deputy fired his weapon before he disappeared. And so that's going to lead them to try to find him with his wife.
Right. So that's the thing. Billy Miles informs them that they're like, oh, who is this deputy who disappeared? Like, oh, real shame, had a wife and a new baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go to visit her to sort of canvass her.
Yeah.
And they find out a fun fact that both she and her husband are former abductees.
Well, Teresa Neiman is the character.
Oh, right. Teresa Neiman.
Yeah. So it's,
if you remember, that was the girl who was in the hospital, like sort of like pseudo comatose, right?
She was another alien abductee in the original episode. And so they're like surprised to see her because they didn't know it was going to be her. We find out that she married this guy because he also had abduction story, you know, experiences as well. So they're all former abductees. And so they get this sort of theory that maybe they're being targeted. Former abductees are being targeted. And so Mulder is going to like, get a little bit like, cold feet for Scully, you know, like, Scully, you need to leave, like, you're gonna, you know, but not yet.
But we should also mention, really cute moment here when Scully handles the little baby, and she's really good with the baby.
Yeah, well, Gillian Anderson seems like a natural,
and she'll get the chance to handle on her own soon.
So this is
the moment you mentioned before where Scully enters Mulder's hotel room. She has felt like a super sudden chill, like full body chill, and she can't warm up. And so essentially she crawls into Mulder's bed and he cuddles her.
Yeah, it's one. It's a really sweet scene. And it's funny because there's a quote, if you look up anything about this episode, that Gillian Anderson gave, where like she, I guess there was a lot of hubbub because people said that this was like borderline like the most intimate we've ever seen them. And I'm like, I guess to an extent, but like there's been much more intimate scenes like physically. I think this is like super emotional.
Yeah, I would say like huddling together for warmth is not as intimate as like in the movie when they were about to kiss, you know?
Right, but I don't think they're necessarily huddling together for warmth. I think they are initially, and then he's just kind of comforting her. And I think there's something in like that Scully is being vulnerable in this moment, and he's like being there for her. And he basically tells her like, it's not worth it. Like you need to leave.
He basically says, you know, he says the comment that she has told him so many times, right? Of you should be doing more with your life. He specifically says there has to be an end.
Yeah, there has to be an end.
Which really just draw the big target on his back of like, yep, you're gone. So in terms of like the reaction she's having, is it connected to her being an abductee?
No, I think it's connected to her being pregnant. She just doesn't know that yet.
Oh,
because we find out later that it's not her that they're targeting. It's people that have had this part of their brain activated, and that's Mulder, not Billy, not Scully, not Teresa. And so I think are meant to believe that it's because she's pregnant. She faints later. I mean, it's like nothing to do with her abduction, I don't think.
Yeah, it's weird though, because I think, I guess because of the last reveal, you don't really think about it, but I guess if you trace it back, maybe it was there. I mean, she wasn't throwing up, which I feel like is the textbook,
I know, I hate
like,
that.
TV movie definition of, oh, you're pregnant.
I fucking cannot stand that, because the way it's done in movies, having gone through it myself.
And then some.
Yeah, because I mean, for our listeners out there, had what is called hepatitis gravidum, baby HG, which is basically when you throw up for the entirety of your pregnancy and like have to be hospitalized for fluids. It's great. It's fun.
Real good. So, yes. So luckily we didn't see that side of things, but when we connect it back, I guess it was all from that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're meant to believe. I don't think anything. I mean, maybe it's from the abduction stuff, but I don't think so.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So the deputy is going to come home. It's a warm homecoming for...
Right. Teresa's waiting at home for her husband. And so... not deputy comes home.
Right.
And he basically like, she's like, where have you been? Were you taken again? Blah, blah, blah. And then just kind of.
And then, but then she's also like, very quickly catches on. Oh yeah, you're not my husband.
And yeah. And
she goes around the corner. He ends up following her. You know, she tries to,
he just kidnaps her.
Well, she stabs him. Right?
Yes.
And
she
then
stabs
the
him.
Acidic and the blood, like sort of.
Blinds her a little bit.
Incapacitates her, which lets him easily take her.
Yeah, and so then she's taken. I don't
know. And
they
left a poor baby behind.
Yeah, but I hope the baby's okay.
The baby was okay. They were taking the baby out of the house the next morning.
Whew. Tough to see.
Luckily, I mean, listen, I don't think the baby's going to be with its mother and father anytime soon.
No, but it'll be alive and happy.
So Mulder and Scully go to investigate the scene of the crime.
In the woods.
Scene of the crime the next day.
Oh, no, in the house.
In the house. Yeah. And this is where they find some acidic marks in the carpet.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, crap, it's these freaking hybrids again.
Yeah, exactly. They know. And so Scully, like, all of a sudden feels nauseous again and then shakes it off. So that's another sign, you know, in when they're in the house.
Yeah. And so as they walk out of the house, there's a big, you know, group of gawkers once again outside of the crime scene. And one of these guys is Richie. You're right. Richie was like, basically, like, they sort of harangue him, right, to be like, take us to where your friend got taken.
Exactly.
We know you were one of the jamokes who walked past where he shouldn't have. Tell us where he was taken and show me what happened.
Yeah, so they're out in the woods, and Scully walks into the same thing that Gary walked into, and she's a little her own shaky body moment.
Like, I imagine that's the noise that they made.
It is. Oh, I hope all our listeners really love that. Disgusting.
It just makes me laugh every time I see it.
Yeah, no, it's a little comical, but and then they basically, Mulder finds her like passed out on the ground, and she like doesn't know
and
what happened.
All right, this is it. You can go home. Three strikes and you're out.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over. We're done. Yeah. We're done here.
And I don't think that was necessarily like a sign that she was going to be taken, but I do think that she just happened to be walking into that force field, and it, you know, obviously had an effect.
Right. Meanwhile, Billy is going to pull a gun on his dad dramatically.
Saying, yeah, because he's like, you're not my daddy.
It's not you, man. And, you know, his daddy replies like, I believe you. I just want it to all go away. Mm-hmm. And so Billy stupidly puts his gun down.
Yeah.
Hands the gun over. And of course, well, I was expecting him to just immediately take the gun, turn it around and shoot Billy. Little more finesse here, though. He just reveals himself to be an ABH.
Yeah.
And he takes Billy.
Yeah, so Billy's been abducted as well. And so we do see that they're going after abductees, but for some reason that, like, it's not Scully necessarily in the scenario,
right,
of...
This feels like a different one. Like, these were all the, like, Oregonian abductees.
Yeah. And I think maybe they might have taken Scully if she was there, but... Mulder sends her back because he thinks it's her. He doesn't realize he could be taken too. Yeah.
Well, they both go back.
But you know, he returns, you know.
Yeah, exactly. 2 days later, we are back in the X-Files where Skinner goes down to visit Mulder.
Mm-hmm.
And Skinner's basically like, listen, man, you probably know this at this point, but you know, the top brass really don't like you.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to be shut down, but like you're in a lot of hot water.
Also, I brought you some friends.
Yeah. So
and he like opens the door and Marita Carubias and Alex Krycek are just standing there.
Yeah. And Mulder is incensed to see Alex Krycek as he always
of course.
Is because this is the man who killed his father.
Correct.
This is a weird team up. Of sorts. So they sort of visit because, you know, earlier was Krycek went to go to Oregon and was like, there's nothing there. We can't get anything.
Right. And so he calls the cigarette smoking man and tells him this. And he's like, oh, if Mulder and Scully are there, you need to follow them.
Yeah.
Find the deputy, find the plane.
Exactly. Save the cheerleader, save the world.
Exactly.
So they basically come clean, right? They're saying Cancer Man is dying. His final wish is to revive the conspiracy and retrieve the ship. And they sort of say, look, we both want access to the UFO. The ABHs are eliminating all evidence of the attacks. And I gotta admit, what we get here next is like a very satisfying payoff of how it's a roundtable of kind of like all our major and or recurring characters.
At least for like the arc of it all.
Right. It's Mulder, it's Scully, it's Skinner, it's Marita, it's Krycek, and it's the lone gunman.
Yeah.
Like all you need is to get Smoking Man, and you basically have people
your
who
season
have,
regulars.
Yeah, essentially. It's really cool to see... You know, as cheesy as it is to have, like, the good guy, bad guy team up trope, but it's cool to see them all sort of put their heads together around this.
Right, and so Krycek's going to tell them that the UFO is actually hidden behind this energy field, and we find out that's what Scully walked into.
Right, and the ship is apparently rebuilding itself to eventually take off, so they're on a pretty short timetable to get there before it takes off.
Which is like, okay, how do we know that it's doing that, but fine. And so the lone gunmen are going to basically help pinpoint its location.
Yeah.
But Mulder's like, you are not coming.
Yeah.
Like,
and so Skinner's like, I'll come. All right, shotgun buddy.
Yeah. Because Scully's like, I don't want you to go by yourself. So Skinner will go with you. you know, which kind of leads to the end of the episode with Skinner coming to see Scully. And I feel like she basically sends Skinner to take care of Mulder and he kind of F's up a little bit.
Yeah,
but
I will say Mitch Pileggi does a really good job.
Does.
And he's a really good
episode. He continues to be amazing in 8 and 9. I feel like his character really grows.
Yeah, I would imagine that like with the vacancy left by Mulder, it allows him to sort of play a more interesting role than just like, here's the guy barking orders at you.
Yeah, a lot of people were clamoring for him to sort of take over the Mulder spot, but his response to that, and I think sort of the writers and everything was like, it's a totally different character. You can't just like bump him into Mulder's spot.
Yeah, I mean, it would be
like, not even that, but like, it's just like, what do you do with then this arc that you've created for this guy? And like, he's not the same. He's very different type of person. Yeah. Like it's not interesting to do that.
His role in the FBI would not necessarily be one to put him back in the field.
Not even that, but he doesn't care the same. It would never be that.
He doesn't have personal connection.
No, although he does see a G-damn spaceship at the end of this episode.
So is this where we get like the final Mulder Scully moment?
I guess so. Yeah.
Right, where she basically is like, I don't want you to be alone.
Yeah, exactly.
And you listen, he's not technically where he's going. He won't be alone.
Yeah. But this is also where, you know, they're going to. So wait, does the investigation of that Scully and the Lone Gunman do come before or after?
At the same time.
Yeah, yeah. So Mulder is going to go out to Oregon with Skinner. But first, we're going to see Scully and the Lone Gunman at that time basically discover that Mulder is the one they're targeting.
Right.
And so she tries to, like, get through. But sort of she, I guess, passes out again.
She does pass out. Damn new pregnancy.
Yeah.
Damn baby getting in the way. Because Mulder will make his way into the force field. He did not go blah, 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 blah.
No, because they have lasers.
Yeah, exactly. They have weird little Mission Impossible lasers. But what he sees is a lone spotlight, not a lone gunman.
Yeah.
Bathing a bunch of people. We see some familiar faces in there.
A bunch of abductees.
Yeah, Teresa Neman, Billy Miles, the deputy, all standing there, seemingly just waiting for him.
And they're all sort of accosted by the bounty hunter.
Right, Mulder ends up stepping into the light, and then he turns around and the alien bounty hunter is there.
Yeah, and then they all disappear and the UFO pieces out.
Yeah, and so it's a big thing. You know, it almost like doesn't feel right for Skinner to be there instead of Scully. But I guess Scully did have her UFO moment in the movie. And
yeah, Scully's seen enough. Skinner hasn't. And so if you're going to continue and Skinner's going to be part of it, he needs to see something.
Right. So if we're talking about the spectrum of believing, right, Mulder's at one end and Skinner was in the other end.
Skinner believes to an extent, but he's never been there for the alien stuff.
Right.
There's been other stuff that he's been exposed to, more nanotech, as it were.
Normal stuff, but like, you know, nothing.
Nothing like I've seen a spaceship.
Exactly. And because he wasn't really in on the conspiracy stuff either.
No, and then like, I mean, he wasn't really around for the Africa stuff either.
So Cigarette Smoking Man remarks on how, you know, the plan failed. This is it. Game over, man. And Krychek just says, screw you, pulls a whatever happened to Baby Jane and throws Cigarette Smoking Man down the stairs.
Which I guess is like, basically, you're supposed to assume he's dead.
But like, why? This man survived getting shot at the end of one season. Like, he's invincible at this point. He's just going to run away to freaking Alaska or Canada again.
I think the next time we see him, he'll be in the desert.
So he goes to the exact opposite of where he went last time.
If I remember correctly. But either way, I mean, yeah, it's kind of dumb for them not to just check.
Yeah, because they literally just throw him downstairs and then, like, forcefully walk away.
Yeah. And this is when we head back to the hospital where Scully's just hanging out in her bed and Skinner walks in and you know he's about to tell her
it's a rough scene. Like, he is, for the first time ever, I think I've seen, Skinner is incredibly tearful and remorseful.
Yeah, you didn't see that one episode where it was like about him and his life prior, but even then he's pretty stoic.
Yeah, he tells Scully, I lost him.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine it's tough because like you said, he was sort of the one outfitted in charge.
Well, and I will say of the rest of the series, season 8, season 9, even into the new ones, I've always really enjoyed how it sucks because, yes, not every episode is going to be a banger in season 8 and season 9, but there are some episodes in there that like are so charged with this like emotional connection that Skinner has developed with Scully and Mulder and, you know, more people you're going to meet as well. And it just all becomes like very, not soapy, but like a little bit to an extent where,
yeah,
you know, they now have this like connection and they draw on that a little bit more. So there are parts of these next seasons that I really love.
Yeah. I mean, at least this last scene, I think, ends things on such an intriguing note from the Skinner perspective specifically, because like he tearfully tells Scully, you know, I won't deny, I have to report what happened and I won't deny what I saw, which is like a huge moment.
Well, he's basically, yeah, he's saying like, I'm with you. Like, yeah. I will support
like,
you.
I have been someone who has denied this stuff in the past and my eyes have been open.
Mm-hmm.
And so Scully is going to promise, you know what, we're going to go find Mulder no matter what. And also, hey, bud, here's some big news that none of us expected. Remember when they took my eggs? NVM, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she delivers this really well, too, because she's, like, clearly in shock.
They deliver it well, but they do not hang on it whatsoever.
Then they cut to black.
It's wild. Like, I thought it would have been, like, a big dramatic cut to Skinner and then cut back to Scully and then cut to it. But no, it's, I'm pregnant, one, two, out.
Yeah, it's, like, it's perfect.
It really does leave you.
Well, when you know that they also, like, didn't tell them what was going to be filmed until, like, the day before.
What, maybe so were they going to burst out laughing, so they had to call cut right there?
No, maybe just, like, they didn't have a long scene because it wasn't something they could do. But, anyway, that's it.
That's a wrap. Season 7. And so Mulder is MIA and will assumingly be for quite some time.
He'll be back. He comes back in. David Duchovny does come back a few times, and then he's obviously in the series finale.
Yeah. So yes, but Mulder's off on a spaceship. He's MIA. Scully is PRGNANT.
Yep.
Skinner's been changed for good. He's like, he's like Glinda and Elphaba rolled into one. Cigarette smoking man is, if not already dead via staring
gone for a bit
on death's door.
Yeah, continuing to be on death's
Marita
door.
Marita and Krycek continue to be like rogue free agents. The lone gunmen continue to be helpers
out there.
Though I do wonder if Mulder's,
they'll be around.
I was going to say Mulder's absence effect. Well, when did they get their series?
I think it. Didn't we talk about how it premiered during this season?
Oh, did it? Oh,
I don't know. I think so. Yeah, because there was one episode where they were on it, and there was like because it was premiering.
Yeah, and there was also the thing right where you said that.
Yes, Chris Carter, he was writing it at the same time, so he was a hot mess.
It was a little rushed because they were writing the Lone Gunman pilot,
and that was Fight Club, right?
I think so. Yeah. So
it just premiered.
Yeah, so,
but they're going to be around too because they have a very they have a relationship with Scully for sure.
I have to admit something. I think The X-Files Season 7 might be my favorite season.
It's a great season. It's something that I totally forgot just how many great episodes are in it. I mean, we saw a ton of good shit.
Well, I mean, that's why we spent 2 months on it. Everything from, like, I think what I liked about it is not to say that I didn't like being led around by the nose for some reason, but listen, I'm a guy that likes closure.
Yeah, me too. I like closure.
And so I think it's fun to get things like, you know, closing up the Samantha stuff, technically closing up this Mulder stuff.
Kind of getting some a hint into the Mulder Scully of it all, really seeing that actually come to fruition in some way.
Yeah. And so, but I also loved on top of that, just a lot of weird stuff happening. Lest we think about, you know, Durwood Spinks, the Millennium crossover.
Durwood Spinks. I forgot about Durwood Spinks.
You can never forget about Durwood Spinks. But yeah, everything between like the Goldberg variation, the Amazing Melanie, I felt like this was a season that maybe, well, season 4 was probably like the lightest. This one had a good amount of comedy in it as well. But then it also had like really fun episodes like X-Cops.
Yes, exactly. And just some really good, like,
All Things was another really interesting swing for the fences.
Love All Things.
Yeah, so I think the more I talk about it, like, yeah, there were some duds in there. We talked about
Fight Club. We also skipped a few things that, like, were just not necessary.
First person shooter is a hot mess.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But, like, I don't know. I think worse than all, I think this has to be my favorite season so far. And I think from the way you're describing it, it's going to probably be my favorite season.
I think so. I mean, ever. I don't think you're, who's to say? Maybe you freaking love you're like gonna fall in love with John Doggett, aka
his name is John Doggett.
Yes. the Mulder replacement.
No Durwood Spinks, but
no Durwood Spinks, but John Doggett is coming in. We're also gonna be
still laughing at Durwood Spinks.
I think you'll forever be laughing at Durwood Spinks. We're also gonna find in the series premiere, so that's where we're going next week.
Yeah, so we're gonna do first two episodes of season 8. I believe it's called Within and Without.
Yes, and so obviously has to do with Mulder being taken. But really just imagine everything getting flipped on its head because we're coming back around. We're getting Doggett. We're also getting assistant director Kirsch. He's making his rewind. And we're also going to be back with Gibson Price. Praise, the little boy.
The little kid who had alien psychic powers.
Yes, exactly. So we're going to get some revamps on some people.
Well, I'm intrigued to see where the show goes next.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, again, it felt, especially season 7, felt like a very straightforward, like fluid process. And this now feels like a definite phase change. Who are we spooking for the season 7 finale before we wrap things up?
Krychek?
I'm going to have to do Detective Miles. Krychek, I think, was actually okay. And he wasn't as Krychek-y as he's been in previous
episodes. Always have to do it.
I know. That's your role. It's always be Krychek.
Yep. Always be Krychek.
Detective Miles, because he was supposed to be off-kilter.
Yes.
All right. So, next week, season 8, episodes 1 and 2, Within and Without, as we enter the end game of the X-Files, the final two seasons.
Yes.
Certainly, I don't think we're going to be spending 2 months on season 8.
No, definitively not. But it gives us more time to, like, dive into some other stuff, too. Like, maybe even into the new seasons, and then maybe even into the other movies and stuff like that.
The only thing I know about the other X-Files movies is that it takes place in Alaska, right? I think so.
Honestly, I do not remember.
I remember it takes place in a snowy climate.
I do not remember.
Or maybe I'm confusing that with Dreamcatcher.
Maybe.
I might be.
Yeah, Dreamcatcher's the one with...
But the aliens crawling out of the toilet.
With the butt aliens. The ones where they poop themselves into existence.
Yeah, now one guy gets trapped in a library within his own mind or something and has
his
a battle.
Mind palace.
And has a battle with someone.
His mind palace.
Well, if you have any thoughts about not Dreamcatcher, but about the X-Files Season 8, you know what to do. BloomFazaPoshoRecaps.com, X-Files
PoshoRecaps. Please don't reach out to me about Dreamcatcher. I do not know anything besides that.
I think that is reverse psychology.
It's not.
But yeah, you can also tweet at us at AngePelagi, at a Mike Bloom type, at PoshoRecaps as well. I mean, again, we've crossed a notable milestone in the series, so I'm excited to go into whatever the X-Files has next.
And then when we're done, we'll watch it all over again.
Oh, yes, absolutely, right? So that I can finally remember what happened in the pilot.
Yeah, and then also watch the episodes you've missed.
Yeah, all of those.
We won't podcast about those.
No. Just hold a microphone up to my face the entire time while I'm watching the episode to get my live reaction.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe, we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's going to be it for this week. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you to Corey B. for his fantastic theme song. We'll be back next week with the first two episodes of Season 8 as an introduction to a man apparently named John Doggett. Until then, case closed.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.